from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC News that nearly 100 victims of former gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar are close to settling their lawsuit with the FBI. The women say in an independent review confirmed that agents failed to properly investigate their claims. This is former FBI agent and ABC News contributor Brad Garrett.
This particular case is so egregious because if the FBI would have acted in a timely manner when they got this information, it would have stopped Larry Nassar maybe over a year before he actually got caught.
The Department of Justice could pay out around $100 million to the victims. The criminal trial of former President Donald Trump continues in New York today. 7 jurors have been selected so far. They need 5 more plus 6 alternates, says ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse.
Those already sworn in must be ready as soon as Monday for possible opening statements. There's the school teacher who said she admires how Trump speaks his mind, and the grandfather who called Trump fascinating and mysterious.
There is an investigation underway to figure out if the 911 outages in 4 states overnight are related and possibly the result of hacking. Here's ABC News Chief Investigative Reporter Josh Margolin.
Just in the last number of days, we have seen intelligence alerts from the Department of Homeland Security talking about the risks to 911 and emergency services systems from cyber attacks. The Department of Homeland Security has been saying they're concerned about extremists looking to damage fiber optic cable systems, physical attacks.
Nevada, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas all affected. As of this morning, emergency service was restored to Las Vegas and most of South Dakota. No change in the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits last week. 121,000 people applying for unemployment benefits. The number has remained historically at low levels since the pandemic purge of jobs in the spring of 2020. Dow futures are up 78 points. You're listening to ABC News. A new look at healthcare across the country finding some stark differences.
In every state, we find wide disparities in health and healthcare experiences for people of different racial and ethnic backgrounds. And that health system performance is markedly worse for people of color when compared to the experience of white people.
David Radley is senior scientist at the Commonwealth Fund, which carried out the research. It also found people of color are more likely to die before the age of 75 from treatable causes in every state. U.S. sanctions on Venezuela's oil industry are going back into force. They had been put on hold when the country's president promised to hold free elections, but the White House says Nicolas Maduro's government has not held up its end. In Europe, economic worries about falling behind.
The financial drain of Ukraine, the loss of cheap natural gas via the Nord Stream pipeline, and an influx of economic migrants all spell bad news for Europe. But European Council President Charles Michel says there is an answer. It lies in strengthening the internal market, improving regulation, and developing a real energy market. If urgent action isn't taken soon, the fear here is the region's industries will be left behind for good. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Seafood chain Red Lobster apparently sinking too much to debt. Bloomberg says the company is considering bankruptcy. One of the drags, millions in losses from their endless shrimp promotion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.